Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
And now, Superman, strange visitor from the planet Krypton, who came to Earth with powers and abilities far beyond those of mortal men. Superman, who can leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and who, disguised as Clark Kent, mild-mannered reporter for a great metropolitan newspaper, wages a never-ending battle for truth and justice. Trouble seems to follow the old treasure map that Kent, Jimmy Olsen, and young Hug Flanagan found on the ill-fated clipper ship, the Clara M. First, it was Teak Barnaby, a peg-legged sailor who wanted the map. Then it was Carlos, a murderous half-breed. Now, another strange and mysterious thing has happened. Just as the boat on which they were taking passage from Panama to the United States was about to sail, Kent received a message. A message that read, "Wait. Jimmy, Tug, and Kent are about to have breakfast in the ship's dining room. Let's join them."
Tug, what'll it be? Bacon and eggs?
Yeah, that suits me.
Good. And how about you, Jimmy?
Oh, I'm not very hungry, Mr. Kent.
Now, Jim, you mustn't worry about that note I received. A lot of silly nonsense.
What did it say again?
Oh, just something about not sailing on this ship.
It said, don't sail on this ship if you value your life.
That sounds pretty serious.
Sure.
Now, it's just as I told you. Carlos probably sent it in order to lure us back on land so that he could get the map. But whatever it is, we've sailed, so it's too late. In another hour, Panama will be far behind us. Now, come on, how about a couple of fried eggs, Jimmy, and a rasher of crisp bacon, huh?
Well, okay.
That's the boy. How about you, Pug? Bacon and eggs all you want?
Me? Hungrier than I thought. I think I'll have a... Hey, Mr. Kent.
Huh?
What's that under your plate?
What? Under my plate?
It's an envelope.
Oh, that's funny. Hmm. I wonder.
Open it, quick.
Now, take it easy, Jimmy. Take it easy.
What's it say?
Just one word.
What?
Beware.
Hey, this ain't no joke.
You see, Mr. Kent, I told you.
Now, calm down, both of you. Act as though nothing had happened.
I ain't that good an actor.
What are we going to do?
Just sit tight for a moment. Whoever's responsible for this note is on board the ship. Now, you order breakfast just as though everything were perfectly normal. I'm going to have a talk with the captain. I'll be back shortly.
Come in.
Captain Estero?
Si, senor. What can I do for you?
My name is Kent, Captain. Clark Kent. I'm a reporter on the Metropolis Daily Planet, one of our leading American newspapers.
Oh, see, I've heard of the Daily Planet, Senor Kent.
I thought as much. Captain Estero, what I came to talk to you about may seem a little strange.
Oh, I'm afraid I do not understand what you mean, Senor.
Well, as you probably know, I took passage from Panama with two young boys.
See?
Well, a few minutes before the ship sailed, I received this note. Here, read it.
Tell me, who delivered this note to you, senor?
A messenger. But that's not all. I found this under my plate at the breakfast table. There's nothing on it but the one word. Beware.
Yes, I see.
Can you explain these warnings, Captain?
Well, being a newspaper man, Senor Kent, you know that these are very trying times. I need hardly remind you that most of the world is at war. It's best not to ask too many questions.
Well, Captain, if sailing on this ship involved some danger, I should know about it. I'm responsible for two youngsters.
I understand, but I do not think there is any danger.
Well, then why the notes of warning? Who sent them to me?
That I am afraid I cannot answer.
But you know who's on board. You know the passenger list.
Well, this is a very small passenger list. This trip, senor, we are carrying cargo.
What sort of cargo?
I have told you, Senor Kent, under the circumstances, it is best not to ask too many questions. That is all.
But, Captain,
I'm sorry, but I must leave you now. I must go up to the bridge. You will have to pardon me.
All right, I'll leave. But I want you to remember that I'm an American citizen. And so are the two boys with me.
Si, senor.
I wonder what's behind all this. They didn't seem particularly surprised at the nature of those messages. Might as well stop over at the purser's office and find out just who's on board. In case anything does happen, I'd like to know with whom I have to deal. In the meantime, I don't want to alarm the boys.
Mr. Kent's been gone for 20 minutes, Pug. Breakfast is ice cold.
Don't worry about him. Why don't you eat?
Oh, I'm not very hungry. Oh, here he comes.
Sorry I took so long. Oh, Jimmy, you haven't touched your egg.
Oh, I was waiting for you. What happened?
Not a thing. Captain agrees with me that it's just a gag.
Gag?
Mm-hmm.
Who would be pulling a gag on
him? Yeah, bunk him. This ain't no gag. Mr. Kent, this is a plot.
What kind of a plot, Pug?
I don't know, but it's a plot.
You've got a very vivid imagination, Pug. It's running away with you. Now, how about finishing breakfast, and then we'll go up on deck and play some shuffleboard, eh?
Yeah, that's a sissy game. I want to steer the ship.
Well, I'm sure the captain would greet that suggestion with cheers.
Oh, did you see the captain, Mr. Kent?
Uh-huh. Didn't I tell you I saw him?
Yes, but I have a feeling you're hiding something.
Jimmy, you're worse than Pug.
And the way you've been staring at the other passengers here in the dining room.
I'm just interested in knowing who our shipmates are during this trip.
Then why don't we go over and introduce ourselves to them and find out who they are?
I don't need to, Pug. I was just talking with the purser about them.
Say, you mean you think one of those other passengers sent you those notes?
Oh, of course not, Jimmy. I told you that was just a gag.
Hey, look at those two dark men with the black hair.
Huh?
They look suspicious.
Oh, don't be silly, Pug. They're a couple of coffee growers from Brazil.
What about that gray-haired man there? And the girl with him?
Well, he's a doctor, I understand. And a very capable one, too. The girl there with him is his daughter. Yeah, rather nice-looking, isn't she?
Gee, Mr. Kent. That old dame over there in the corner in the black dress looks like she's 100 years old, don't she? But she's a cranky old maid, too.
No. That's no way to talk about her, Pug. She's probably very nice.
Only five others besides us. You wouldn't think it paid to run the boat for eight passengers, would you?
Well, it's carrying cargo.
What kind of cargo?
The captain refused to... just general cargo.
I know just what you mean, Mr. Kent.
Well, come on, let's all get up on deck, shall we? It's 12 morning.
I'm going to our cabin for a while.
Yeah, me too.
Well, all right. I'll meet you on deck. Make it snappy now. I'll wait for you near the shuffleboard part.
Okay.
There's something fishy around here, Jim.
That's what I think. Mr. Kent's holding something back. He doesn't usually do that with me, so it must be important. Is this our cabin?
Yeah. Hey, Jim, what do you think it is that's worrying Mr. Kent?
I don't know. But it must have something to do with the cargo. He let slip that the captain wouldn't tell him what it was.
We can find out easy enough.
How?
Go down and look. Ain't no trick in that.
Sneak down into the hold?
Sure.
But that wouldn't be right.
Why not? We ain't gonna steal nothing.
I suppose we could just take a look.
Yeah, that's all. Just a look. Come on, before Mr. Kent comes after us.
Do you know the way to the hold?
We'll find out. Leave it to me.
It's a big ship. What if we get lost, Pug?
We ain't gonna get lost. Just follow me. I'm used to finding things.
Be as far down as we can get, Pug.
Yeah. That's a door up ahead.
The door to what?
To the cargo hold. Hey, wait a minute.
What's up?
I thought I heard something. I gotta get this iron door open. Help me lift the latch. But take it easy. No, it don't slide. It lifts up. Yeah, that's it. Now we got it.
Nobody heard us.
Nah. Come on, we gotta get the door open. Now pull. Yeah. Okay. Slip inside.
It's dark in there, Pug.
Yeah. I got a flash. I bought it from the cabin. Pull the door shut. But easy. Easy, Jimmy.
Now what?
Well, I switch the flash on. Yeah. Well,
nothing but sacks of sugar in here.
Sugar? That can't be. Come on, we'll take a look.
Wait a minute, Pug.
What's the matter?
I hear footsteps.
Yeah, you're right. Stop down behind these sacks, quick.
The door, Pug. I think he coming in?
If he does, don't move.
Pug, he's locking us in.
That's what it sounded like.
That's what it is. He's gone away. We're trapped in here.
Let's try the door. Come on. Come on, jump.
She's locked, all right. We better start banging.
That won't do us no good. Not unless somebody's passing.
We can't stay down here forever, Pug. Come on, let's start pounding on the door.
No, wait. Before we do that, let's see what's in them sacks. That's what we come down here for, ain't it?
Yes, but...
What do we got to lose? Here, grab the end of this sack. We yank it out of the pile and rip her open. Okay, pull. Come on.
Pug, look out. They're falling on top of you. Pug. Pug, where are you? Pug. He's buried under the sack. I gotta get him out. Pug. Pug, answer me. Oh, I can't move these sacks fast enough. They're too heavy. I need help. Help! Help! Open this door! Help! Help!
Will anyone hear Jimmy's cries for help in time to rescue Pug? Once again, the boys have gotten themselves into trouble, and it looks like just the beginning. So don't forget to tune in next time and follow the thrilling story of Superman.
Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman.
Up in the sky, look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.